Now, the Lord wants to speak to the people who live in the past. You're not healed because you're living in the past. The coulda, woulda, shoulda. If I had known then, I would have done this. And so the moment has passed, could be decades later, and you're living in regrets for decisions that you should have made back when and you didn't. And that you keep going back there instead of moving forward. That was yesterday's solution. Those were the solutions from 10 years ago. And today's solution is not that. So even if you could relive it, it wouldn't work. So God is going to give you a new solution for today. So you need to release the past regrets of decisions that you made or didn't make. Likewise, some of you need to forgive yourself for things that you've done that you cannot let go of. You're not even forgiving yourself. You need to forgive yourself for all the bad decisions, the mistakes that you have made. Because you're holding it over yourself, and that is stopping you from moving forward. It's like you're not even giving yourself permission to have a better life. God, because you haven't forgiven yourself. Just release that to the Lord right now. And then I'm seeing a chair, and there's nobody sitting in it. But I get the feeling that there should be somebody sitting there. And the idea here, I asked the Lord about this, is that some of you aren't even showing up for yourself when you should. God, you're wanting someone else to go get it for you. Someone else to do it for you. And God is saying, no, you need to show up for yourself. God, and then some of you are carrying the burden of other people when they need to show up for themselves. You're so busy carrying other people when you yourself need the help and the assistance. You're worried about other people that aren't even showing up for themselves. Tell them to show up for themselves, and you show up for you. Thank you, Lord. And then I see someone holding a cage in their hand, like there's a bird in a cage, and you feel caged, like you need to be free, like you need to be freed to go. And I just saw the chains moving off of that cage. They just disintegrated. Thank you, Lord. This is gonna give you the freedom. He wants to give you that freedom that you need to move freely. God, now be careful, because you've been there such a long time that when that door is open, that you can see it. Okay, I pray God gives you eyes to see when the door is open so you can move. Eyes to see, ears to hear when the door is open so you can move. Because the thing with the cage that I saw is that you could push the door and the door would open. The chains were gone from there, but it still looked like it was closed, but it was not closed. You could push the cage open and you would have been able to go out. So ask the Lord for spiritual insight to see when the door is open. Thank you, Lord. And now we're going to take communion. I'm seeing insecurities, like you have shoes that are so much bigger than your feet to fill. Ah, Zara, heal. And the Lord is healing your insecurities. He wouldn't give you that if you were not able to do it. And generally, the things of God come in packages that look like the impossible. That's how you know that the Lord has called you to it, not because you can do it, but because you're feeling of the insufficiency that you can't, right? But when you are weak, he is strong. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. So you're never going to feel like you're enough to do it. Thank you, Lord, for healing us. You said, by your stripes we are healed. That means that all of these things that we are suffering from, Lord, you have already healed them. So it's just by faith that we take and we receive what you are doing in this hour. The gems that you are pouring out, we have to receive. You have already done it. And we appropriate it in our lives right now, God, for everyone listening right now. I pray that we would be open to your spirit, to your teaching, to your healing, to your revelation, to the plans that you have for us, to the freedom that you've given us. Be open to forgive ourselves. Be open to show up for ourselves and step into the things you're calling us to, Lord. Not to be afraid of what others would say, Lord God, but to receive what you're giving us. Thank you, Lord God, Ashiyasa, that we're free now to stop blaming others for where we are, so that you can remove what is hindering our visions. We can finally see the door that you have prepared for us and left it open for us to walk through, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And now we take this communion and we come into oneness. We come into oneness with your death, burial, resurrection. We come into oneness with the healing that you've given to us on the cross, that it is complete. That we are healed, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and that today we will step into it anew, afresh. We receive it, God. We receive it, God. We receive it, Lord. We receive it. We open our mouths to the gems from heaven, to the beautiful things that you're giving us from heaven, Lord. We receive it. And we say that we are not gonna be the same, but we will wake up knowing full well which part of this word is for us and where we are to go, what we are to do. And we walk in obedience to it, God, because you sent it forward. You say your word shall not return void. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We release stubbornness, God, I say, for holding onto our own way, God, our way of doing things when you're calling us to do it differently in this season, Lord God. Deliver us from our own stubbornness. God, oh, come on now. Deliver us from our own stubbornness. I see someone sitting there. You look like a bull with the nose ring in your nose, and you're so mad. You're so mad. Because you're realizing that it's not working out the way you thought it should. And that's because of your stubbornness. Can you just say it to God right now? Forgive me for being so set in my ways that even when you start to show me another way, I'm like, no, it can't be that. I see this bull when you entered that sitting room and you sat there. You were so big, and I see you shrinking. You're going in the right direction. Let it go. Your stubbornness of it must be like this. No. God, oh Shabbat. Lord, I'm asking you by your spirit to touch that person's spirit so that they know you're talking to them. And that they allow you to take the lead from now on. They allow you to show them another way. There is another way. But the only way you can see it is you have to let go of the way you've been doing it. Then I saw you fully transform into yourself. And it was like, as soon as you transformed in yourself, I just saw you get into like a sports car and you took off so fast. God, thank you. You're not gonna be able to do that until you let go of the stubbornness. So surrender it. Your plan and your way of doing things. Tonight, anoint your head and say, God, if that was for me and I've been doing this wrong the whole time, I need a new, fresh revelation on what it is you want me to do. And I need you to show it to me clearly so I can let go of how I've been doing this and move forward in you. And it will go very fast once you let go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then I saw you as a little girl, and your feet couldn't even touch the pedal. And you're like, well, how am I supposed to do this? Because you realize you're no longer in control. And then I saw the Lord get in the seat, and you sat in his lap. And he says, I'm gonna drive you from now on. Your Abba Father is going to take over. All right, let's go ahead and take the communion. Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. It's December 28th, and you obviously want to do a completely new thing in 2026 for us, God. And we just receive all that you are doing right now. We receive the new, even if we have no clue what we are doing, where we're going, we cannot even reach the pedal of the car. Abba, Father, we sit in your lap. And we allow you, God, to lead. We allow you to lead, Lord. Thank you for removing the anger. We thank you for the finished work of the cross, that you have healed each and every one of us decades ago, centuries ago, over 2,000 years ago when you died on the cross. You did it in the natural and in the spirit, God. And we appropriate that healing right now. And we thank you for the healing in our mind, body, soul, spirit. We thank you for the emotional healing. We thank you that our wounds are bound up and healed right now. Our wounds are being healed right now, God. The past hurt and the pain and all of the things that have happened to us in the past, they're being healed right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We receive it. We receive it, God. Thank you, Lord. We just ask for your wisdom, knowledge, understanding more than anything else, insight into what does this actually look like in our lives? How do we walk it out, God? We need to know how to do that part. We don't want to go backwards into the old way. We want to step forward into the new with you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here today, what you will continue to do this week into the next. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you. We worship you. We magnify you. Nobody else is going to be able to do this for us, Lord, but you, Jesus. You are the only one that can do this for us. And we just surrender ourselves to you right now, God. We lay ourselves down as the living sacrifice. We say, have your way, God. Transform us. Heal us spiritually. In Jesus' name, you may take the communion now.
Love's pure light. safe in the covering of the Lord. I have found peace and rest for my soul. It is here that I know my confidence is sure. I am safe in the covering of the Lord. I am safe.
I see the Lord anointing someone. He's releasing a fresh anointing, a new anointing on you. I believe this is the same person as well. I saw him put a mantle on you. It's white. And it has a gold trimming around it. And perhaps you've heard before, if other people have seen your mantle in the spirit, they've told you what it looks like. So you know, something happened with that. I guess with your walk and your calling, something got damaged there. And so the Lord is restoring that. And he's giving you a fresh anointing. He put oil on your head to move forward. Thank you, Lord. All right, this is going to be our final song for this session.
How can I say things for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, that you came to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God. God be the glory. with his blood, he has saved me. With his power, he has raised me to God be the glory for the things he has. So wonderful, so beautiful, so kind and lovely, isn't he? Isn't he? Beyond compare, a treasure regenerate, marvelous and holy, isn't he? Isn't he? And you alone, though you're honored and adored, yes, you alone be glorified and praised, and you alone be honored and adored, and you Jesus, this Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We bind up fear and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. And we loose power, love, and a sound mind in Jesus' name. You have no fear, no fear of the unknown when the Lord is in charge. Hallelujah. Be blessed.